listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. I'm here to defend God's law, fight evil, and pass Republicans. We're broadcasting live. Today is November 14th, 2004. It is 12 o'clock, noon, Pacific time. You can call in at 415-738-0689. Our website is TalkWarrior.com. Again, this is a live show. You may call in at area code 415-738-0689. Okay. This is Moshe. I like to talk about eHarmony.com. I don't know if if probably just about everyone that watches TV has seen an eHarmony.com advertisement on TV, but I tell you, it annoys the hell out of me. I just had to say something about it. See, this, what happens is this, like, this freaky looking guy, this old, really, like, creepy looking guy, he's really scary looking. He says, "Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark, and you know, I'm trying to, here, go to eHarmony.com and find your soulmate." You know, and it's like, the guy is so creepy, scares me. You know, and, you know, when I look at a creepy asshole like him, you know, the last thing I'm thinking about is, you know, finding a soulmate and reproducing. You know, I don't, when I see that guy, I'm thinking about, you know, the disastrous consequences of reproduction. I mean, I'm not thinking about dating when I see a guy like that, raising a family. I'm thinking, you know, I'm having like an existential dilemma. I'm you know, questioning the meaning of existence when I see that creepy asshole. So I just had to say that was our lead off topic. I always do a fluff topic. I like to lead off with a fluff topic because the assholes at Live 365 who syndicate this show, who I do the show with live, they broadcast the show live. What they do is they run like two minutes of advertising, which is why I like to like stretch out the intro song as long as I can, and do like a fluff topic. That's a fluffer. You know, I know that has a different meaning in other industries, but here at TalkWarrior.com, you know, fluffer is just a topic that's sort of just stupid. You know, something to fill some time. Again, this is a live show, all right? The number is 415-738-0688. 8-9-415-738-0689. Doesn't work really if people don't call in, because it's a, you know, then I have to like entertain you for like an hour, and like that's not like why I started the show. I didn't want to be an entertainer. I don't want to be Frank Sinatra. I just want to do a fucking talk show, man. So, call in and talk to me. 415-738-0689. Let's move on. I'm reading this from the New York Times. This is yesterday. I just want to read part of this from you, part of this article to you. It's by Michael Janofsky. Washington, November 12, human rights experts and said Friday that American soldiers might have committed a war crime on Thursday when they sent fleeing Iraqi civilians back into Fallujah. Citing several articles of the Geneva Convention, the experts said, recognized laws of war require military forces to protect civilians as refugees and forbid returning them to a combat zone. You know, I'm not gonna... I know that, like, you Americans have bloodlust, okay? I when I say you Americans, I should say my fellow Americans, you know, like I'm LBJ or something. My fellow Americans, you are assholes. Well, you know, you are assholes. You're bloodthirsty, and I don't even know why I even talk about this evil occupation in Iraq, because you don't give a shit. You know, and you know what bothers me the most, and this is what really kills me, this is a liberal that I talk show guy, and he does all kinds of shit. He writes books. He does, you know, the whole gamut, and his name is Tom Hartman, and he's a smart guy. I like him. I have nothing against him. And you know, I was just at his website, and he's got, you know, that one of those little ticker things, and it's like, you know, amount of dollars, you know, billions of dollars being spent on the, you know, the Iraq war, and it's like this ticker, and it's like billions and trillions and billions, and like, who cares? But how much, you know, it's like, that's not the point. The cost in dollars is not the point, okay? It's the cost in lives, all right? I mean, it's offensive to me that someone is talking, you know, he's trying to persuade me to be against this war, and he's telling me how much it costs, you know? I don't give a shit. I only care about the innocent Iraqis that are being killed as a result of this evil occupation. Okay? I'm not gonna dwell on this topic because I know you're a bunch of fucking evil assholes and you don't care. So I'm moving on. Let me have a little sip of water and I will also give you the... I'll tell you. I'll give you the number of their show, then you could call in, and while I'm sipping, you could let your fingers do the walk-in. here we go. This is a live call-in show. 415-738-0689. I'm not drunk. I actually used to have to do this show. I could not do this show sober. You know, I always, you know, because it used to make me so nervous. I would have like stage fright. But I sort of gave up drinking because it was not completely. But I just don't drink in the house anymore because I don't bring it home with me because I have a lot of trouble with my voice, and it's not, alcohol just like dries out your throat and it's not good for you. But anyways, here we go. Here's the number. I might have given it to you. 415-738-0689. I'm sipping my water. It's not gin, it's water. Yeah. I use a Brita filter. They're really great. I should like sell them on the show. But they, I mainly got it from my humidifier because it was like the humidifier would get like all this like rust and it was impossible to clean. So I got this Brita filter and it cleaned, you know, it got all this shit out of the water. So it made the humidifier much easier to clean. It's the main reason why I got it, but it also helps to improve the taste of the water substantially. I should really, like, call Brita and say, like, you know, I'm endorsing your product, you know. Help me out. Give me money. Anyways, I want to talk about Michael Savage. And, again, you know, I'm going to just give you the show, the number, one more time. And, you know what, I'm going to give you the number, 415-738-0689. Okay? That is the number for the show. Okay? And you may call in. We're going to talk about Michael Savage. Now, I found something out about Michael Savage that just, it just amazed me. It just was, fucking staggering. I'd like to read you something about Michael Savage that I found on the freedictionary.com. And I'm going to read you, I couldn't believe it. By the way, I've never actually heard Michael Savage. I know of him, know about him, but I've never actually heard him. I've always wanted to hear him, but they don't, I don't get his broadcast locally. But let me read this for you, to you. This is about Michael Savage. By the way, if you don't know, he is a conservative wacko talk show guy, talk radio guy. It says here, Michael Savage is the pseudonym of Michael Allen Weiner. Right? Weiner. Michael Allen Weiner. Born March 31st, 1942. As Savage, he is a popular and controversial American right-wing talk show host and political commentator. As Weiner, he has written a number of books on herbal medicine, homeopathy. I know I'm not pronouncing that right. You know what I did? Because I'm like retarded. I actually am retarded. My IQ is 95. It's below average. So I went to this Microsoft has this dictionary, and it has this talking dictionary thing. And it's like, I knew I didn't know how to pronounce the word, so I went to the talking dictionary, and it was like, homeopathy, I don't know. And it's like, and then I heard the word, and I, like, made a phonetic spelling of it. I still can't pronounce it right. anyways, homeopathy. Fuck it. I'm moving on. And related topics. You know what I mean. Spelled homeopathy. Background. Savage was born to a Russian Jewish family. All right. So, you know, Savage is my Jewish brother, and I can't begin to tell you, you know, I'll go on with the shame. Let me move on. Anyways, was born in the Bronx, New York City. He received a Ph.D. in nutrition and epidemiology. There, I got that one right. from UC Berkeley and has a background in alternative medicine. See, he's a granola cruncher. He claims to have been a liberal at one time. Savage met his wife, Karen Eli, in 1964. They divorced in 1967. Savage married again and has two children with his wife, Janet. Savage was an associate of poet Allen Ginsberg, offering to arrange readings for Ginsberg and Lawrence Ferlinghetti in 1972. Some of his letters to Ginsberg are held in Ginsberg's archives and contain passages some argue are homoerotic. Homoerotic. 1980 saw the publication of Weiner's Herbal, The Guide to Herb Medicine, which offered approval for the therapeutic use of marijuana. He has authored a number of books, other books, on various herbal topics. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, let me read this one more thing about him. In 1996, he applied to be dean of UC Berkeley School of Journalism based on less than 2 years of experience in radio, and his PhD in epidemiology and nutrition science, period. When he was not granted an interview, Savage filed a discrimination lawsuit that was eventually dismissed. I wonder, was he being discriminated, because he was an asshole? I don't know. What was the grounds for discrimination? Because he was a homosexual? I don't understand. But now I'm going to just skip one, read one more thing about him. He was hired by MSNBC to do a one-hour show starting March 8, 2004. However, on July 7th, he was fired for making anti-gay remarks in response to a prank caller posing as a gay man, telling him that he, quote, should only get AIDS and die, unquote. Well, you know, I'm going to read you I'm going to read you a little bit from Savage's website. The United States is threatened, and the PRS stands for the reassertion of our borders, our language, and our traditional culture. PRS, it's the Paul Revere Society, that's the acronym. Some say that the borders are arbitrary. English is only one of many languages in our new multicultural America, and that we share no common history or values. We believe in the sovereignty of our nation, that English is our national glue, and that we all do share in the pillars of the Bible. The Bible. Okay? I just want to stop here and say, when people talk about the Bible, they're talking about the New Testament. Okay? This is not even Savage's, Jewish people don't have the New Testament. They just have the Old Testament, and it's a slightly different translation. I'm going to just move on, okay? Let me reread this, and that we all do share in the pillars of the Bible, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. These documents and what they stand for are our common cultural heritage. They're not my common, at least not the Bible. New Testament is not my common cultural heritage, nor is it fucking Savage's. I'm going to move, Weiner's. All right? The PRS supports the great traditions of America. I guess the, you know, great con- I guess that does that include slavery? but anyways, the Paul Revere Society needs you. The Paul Revere Society 8-point program, Men and Women Protecting America. He's got these 8 points. I'm going to read them to you. Number one, support traditional marriage. Two, close. Let me read. I'm going to reread that to you. Support traditional marriage. Okay. Close the borders now. Deport all illegal immigrants now. Eliminate bilingual education in all states. Require health tests for all recent foreign-born immigrants. Make tax cuts permanently. Permanent. End affirmative action. Tort reform. Stop class action lawyers. Then he goes on to how you could sponsor this Paul Revere Society and get this free hat. You know, when I learned that Savage, who's in the real name, Weiner, Michael Allen Weiner, when I learned that he was my Jewish brother, I tell you, the first thing I thought was, man, he brought great shame. Or he is in the process of bringing great shame to the Jewish people. It made me ill when I learned that he is a Jew. Because I thought, you know, Jews were better than that, but I guess I was wrong. You know what irks me about assholes like this is that they're, you know, and the whole right, this applies not only to Savage, but the entire right, anyone on the right, all people on the right are just hypocrites. They're dirty. You know, here, this is his first point of the Paul Revere, of his, excuse me, it's Paul Revere Protection Society, whatever the fuck it is. Support traditional marriage. Now, I have had big arguments with people and who claim, well, you could support traditional marriage and you cannot be anti-gay. All right? And I said, that's just full of shit. Okay? You know, not supporting, you know, if you're going to disallow, okay, gay people from being married and lesbians from being married, same-sex couples. That's the catchword. All right. That is you're anti-gay. Okay. I'm sorry. I see the world as being black and white. Okay. You're either bashing homosexuals or you're not. You have to take a stand. There's no middle ground, and the argument that you know you could be pro-gay, and remove their rights, okay, physically remove them from the Constitution. I mean, that's just pure shit, and I don't buy it for one second. I had another big argument with my old man over whether Savage was gay, and I said, you know, I've never read this questionable homoerotic poetry, okay? Excuse me, not poetry, letters that. This says that that were sent to Ginsburg, okay, from Savage. I've never read that, but I think based on association, okay, you know, not all of the people that hung around Ginsburg were gay, okay, but a very large majority of them, of his associates, were gay, okay, or bisexual. Not all of them, but, you know, I believe that, you know, he's probably gay just by virtue of association. You know, Ginsburg didn't have any qualms about fucking his assistants, his students. You know, he had no hang-ups, you know. You know, so it really bothers me when, you know, it's like the biggest homosexuals, okay, are, you know, the people who claim, who are the people that are first. They're on the gay bash bandwagon, the most fervent, you know, opponents of homosexuality are the greatest cocksuckers. You know, and I really hate the hypocrisy. You know, another thing. You know, I think Savage's, it seems like his main thing is bashing immigrants and you know, requiring everyone to speak English and all that shit, and telling teachers how to teach students. You know, well, you know, it's just more of this nationalist horseshit, and you know, it's like, Savage's parents were you know, Russian immigrants. So, you really think, are you trying to tell me that they, you know, came here speaking perfect English? Okay, and you know, give me a fucking break. You know, I have no evidence about any of this shit, but this is just a bunch of nationalist crap. These assholes that, you know, and this Savage, he's just a granola cruncher. That's all. He's just an opportunistic granola cruncher. You know, he's waving the flag. But in the meantime, you know, I'll bet you anything, he takes an American flag to wipe his ass with. You know, there's no doubt in my mind. Okay, he wipes his ass with a fresh American flag every time he takes a shit, because he knows that the American flag, what he thinks it stands for, is exploitation. Okay, and that's how not only Savage, all of these assholes that are waving their flags around and have this, you know, nationalist propaganda crap about, you know, this immigrant bashing. It's all just, you know, it's pure shit. And I'm going to take a break. I probably should have taken a break before the Savage thing. But I am taking a break now. And what do I play? Here we go. Now!
Drunken fools. And now I'm
Now I Step Over Your World by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. Okay, I should probably say something about the last show. It's like unbelievable. But first of all, I want to say that I said on the last show that if someone you have, and I called you listeners assholes, okay, called my listeners assholes right to your face. I wasn't just saying generically. I was just saying, if you assholes, I was talking about my listeners, if they did not do one of these three things, donate. If not one person does this by the end of the year, and here's the three things I listed. A, give a dollar. Okay? All that had happened was one person gives $1. By the way, let me give you the number again. This is a live show. 415-738-0689. All right? Okay, so A, going back to A, one person has to give me a dollar, okay, or, this is multiple choice, or one person has to give me a link on their website, okay, as B. C, one person has to call in. If none of these conditions were met, okay, any of these, if not any, I don't know how to say it. Anyway, it's multiple choice. You don't have to do three. You just have to do one. I'm retarded. I have trouble with language. All right? So you got to just, forgive me for this. But if nobody does that, I was going to kill this show by the end of the year. Okay? And the crazy thing is I got... Jesus Christ, Live365 tells me who the people who are doing the presets, and I got huge numbers, 20, and it's that's the best I've ever done prior to that was 16, so it was a really tremendous show. I broke a record in listenership, and on top of that, I call you assholes. But what amazes me is I just want to say one person came through, one human being, okay? There's only one of you people, okay, that is not an asshole, all right? I was just about ready to do a little commercial statement saying, meet these conditions or I kill the show, okay? And I was just about to make that recording. I was going to, play that every show, okay? And then I get a receipt and someone donated the dollar. All right? He just bought the show another year. And as I said last week, I will be putting down the transaction ID. I won't include your name or anything, just you know, or any identifying details, just a transaction ID on the website that if you donate money, okay, that way you know that every dollar I take in, I'm going to put on the website so that you know that I'm not just taking the money and running with it, okay? So I'll put the transaction ID. So that way, if you donate me money and I don't record it, you can call in and say, "What is this shit? You know, you're corrupt and all that." But I will be doing that. But I need your support. But the thing is, I'd much rather have a link, okay, from your website on the web than your money, okay? Money, even if I was able to break even with this broadcast, wouldn't help me. All right, I'm not interested in your money. I'm trying to spread the word. Just think of me as an evangelical Christian. I'm trying to like save your soul, okay? But I'm sort of just you know, this down and out retarded Jewish guy living in public housing. I'm not trying to save your soul, because we don't believe that in that kind of horse shit in the Jewish religion, but I'm just trying to sort of get you to not commit evil, right? That's all. I'm trying to do God's. I'm trying to honor the law of God. I'm trying to get you to do that. You know, but I'm sort of in a way, anyway, I'd like to thank, that person knows who he is, and I'd like to thank him, and, I'd like to unthank all of you assholes that passed the buck, that said, you know, we like this show, but, you know, we're not going to support you. So I like to say to all these people, fuck you. And what are you going to do about it? You know, not tune in? Well, apparently calling you names doesn't stop you. Okay, maybe if I started calling you cocksuckers, maybe I'd get more listeners. You know, I get more support for the show, you know, not support, but more people, you know, saying they, you know, putting me in the preset. Anyways, if you're a fucking cheapskate, if you're too lazy to put a link on the website or whatever, on your website to talkwarrior.com, at least have the courtesy of clicking the rating thing, okay, in Live 365, the little left upward pointing thumb. Another thing I'd like to add, you know, and we're going to have to end the show like really soon. Okay, I really wanted to do more stuff. Fuck, but, you know, my voice is not very good and I have to conserve it. But now I don't remember what I was going to say. Let me get some water. If you want to syndicate, I'm giving you the opportunity of syndicating the show on your website. Okay, it would be just like, and there's no advertising. This you wouldn't have. They wouldn't play the fucking Live 365 ad. If you go to my website, okay, and click on like the first link, it's like. Go to talkwarrior.com. I'm going there right now, and you click on, let's see, listen to the last show. Okay, it'll just bring up, you know, Windows Media Player, whatever your default media player is, QuickTime, whatever, and it'll just play the whole stream. Okay, it's in 24-bit rather than 30. The sound quality is not quite as good, but it's not bad, and it's pretty good. 24-bit ain't bad, you know. And and you can put this on your website, and you can play it, and you can stream it just like I'm doing it, and it's free, all right? Just send me a letter, okay? Go to talkwarrior.com and click on, you know, the contact, okay? And what I'll do, every week I'll just send you the URL of the, it's an MP3 file, and all you have to do is download it. And I'll give you, and there's another file, like I think a PLS, and I'll just show you how to do it. It's so easy. It's free. You don't have to, like, sign up. The only reason, really, to sign up for like, Live 365 or any of these shit services is rip-off services, is so you can stream live. But if it's pre-recorded, you could stream it so easily, all right? All you have to pay for is the bandwidth. And believe me, you know, it's like an 8 meg file, but you're not going to get it. You know, it's like nothing. It's like nothing because, you know, unless you get like 1,000 listeners, you're not going to break the bank. Don't worry on bandwidth. So I just wanted to tell you about that. And, God, I wish I could do more. But I think I'm going to end it. And I'm going to do the credits. Here we go. Drinking water. Okay. I'd like to thank John Truby for allowing us to play his great songs. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. I would like to thank Ed Guevara for donating the proceeds of his writing to support this show. Please check out his stuff at http://talkwarrior.com, and please donate $1. Or more. But again, I'd rather, you know, if you don't want to, I'd rather people, you know, put a link to me on this site than donate money, okay, for now. You know, if they can't put a link to me on their site, they don't have a website, give me $1. I need your help. I like to, before I thank God, I mean, I always thank God last, but I would like to thank that one listener who saved this show's ass, okay? He just bought another year. He knows who he is, and hopefully there will be more human beings, okay, and less assholes listening to the show. But I'm so happy that as long as there's like one human being in the entire world, you know, that's supporting my cause, because the left is doing everything it can to ignore me, you know, as long as there's one person, I'm happy and I appreciate that. But I'd like there to be more. And another thing, let me just say, for all you other people that are listening to the show, taking your free ride, you know, suck my cock. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Not listen? Anyways, I would like to also thank, you know, I keep fucking, you know, it's like every week I have the credits, and I write them out, and it's like every week I write this as I would also like to thank the God. No, that's written right, but it's just written so weirdly, okay, that I fuck it up every week, And I always say, I make a mental note, I'm going to fix this. Okay? And I never do. I'm a smart vet. I'm still going to fuck it up next week. I would also like to thank the God of my original father, Abraham, who gives me the energy and courage to fight evil. Okay, I need some more water. Getting punchy. I dedicate this show to the people around the world who fight fascism, tyranny, imperialism, economic injustice, and racism. Yeah, like there's any of you people. Okay? You people are such pricks, you know? We got an occupation, evil occupation going on in Iraq, and everyone sits on their fucking asses and says, well, you know, let's we got to finish the job we started, you know? They don't give a shit. You know, the world is, like, so down the drain, you know? It's like, why do I even say that? and you're also voting Republican, too, you know? It's like, you people are such sick bastards, it's just hard to believe. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. And it may not be reproduced or retransmitted without the express written consent of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. If you would like to syndicate this show on your website for free, please go to TalkWarrior.com and send us an email. I'll see you again next week at Sunday, 3 o'clock Pacific Time. Please see our website, TalkWarrior.com, for updated information about the show. And one more thing I'd like to say is, you know, don't call, only call during the live show, which is 12 o'clock noon, okay, till approximately, you know, at, you know, 1 o'clock, okay, p.m., because I'm not going to answer the phone. I only answer the phone during that one-hour slot. So don't waste, you know, save your money. Call during the show. That's why I have this system, okay? It's a live call-in show. I have the technology. I will rebuild the show better than it was. Okay. Alright, I will leave you off with Triumph of the Damned, another song, great song by John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America, and I will see you again next week. Take it easy.